Today is Tuesday, April 13th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen. And today is no different. Oh, another day, another doll. Yeah, I was just looking in the Discord. You guys bad-mouthing me in the level 13 Discord. I don't mention level 13 on Geeky Gay because basically it's behind the scenes content for Mix Minus and That Darn Elvis, which That Darn Elvis, I don't do a show called That Darn Elvis, but Daniel and Auntie Scott, formerly known as Auntie Vera Charles, now Auntie Scott. It sounds like I'm saying Auntie Scott, like A-N-T-I, like he's the Auntie Scott. Anyway, they do That Darn Elvis. I do Mix Minus with Daniel. And yeah, we do all of that. But yeah, level 13, we post behind the scenes content. And we also have a Discord. So I'm good. You know what? I'm actually going to throw that out there. If you want to be a member of level 13 and you're not aware of it, you can send an email to adamburns.uk@gmail.com because I don't have a contact email for Geeky Gay, and I'll add you because we do have a Discord. So if you want to chat with us in the Discord, you can definitely do it. So in the level 13 Discord, Auntie Vera Charles, I was responding to something they said on their show. I said, do you want me to buy you an HBO Max subscription? Sorry, Auntie Scott. Why did I say Auntie Vera Charles when I literally just said formerly known as? Anyway, it doesn't matter. So I said, do you want me to buy you an HBO Max subscription? Because I don't mind. I'll buy you one. I'm sure I can write it off on my taxes somehow. And he said, well, no, you can buy me a car. I think he said a car or an 85-inch television. I'm not really sure. I think that's what he said. And so I said, do you think I'm made of money? And he said, yes. And then Scott the Satyr, you know, both of them with the first name Scott. Actually, Auntie Scott's first name is not Scott. And I don't know if Scott the Satyr, if that's his first name. But anyway, regardless, both of them go by Scott. Scott said, yep, or truth. He said truth. I am not made of money. There is nowhere on my body. I do not shit dollar bills. I wish I did, but I don't. But I am thinking of a new business venture. And I'll call it out here, but I'm not gonna give anyone any information. I'm not gonna give any domain names. It's all gonna be very secret. And I don't even know if I'm gonna do it yet. Nothing is done. But I was thinking, I've always wanted to start a YouTube channel. But it's very difficult to get subscribers to your YouTube channel and build that up. And I figure, oh my God, it's 2021. It's over. Like, no one's going to be able to successfully start a YouTube channel. But I do, you know, I do want to think of ways to start bringing in money other than my job so that if I should just, you know, hate it enough one day to quit, I could just quit and travel and do whatever I want to do. And why not? Why not find ways to bring in extra money? Because I'm not made of money. And I mean, the Ritz-Carlton doesn't pay for itself. when I go on a vacation. So anyway, I was thinking, you know, well, what am I semi-expert at? Well, I'm a semi-expert at podcasting and audio production. What am I passionate about? I'm semi-passionate about podcasting and audio production. What is something that people might look up? How to podcast. And what equipment to use and what services to use in order to podcast and do audio production. I always watch all these YouTube videos about, you know, how to get started in YouTube and how to live stream and, you know, how to make money and blah, 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 whatever. And I was thinking, you know, I could do a mixture of a bunch of different things. Now, this is going to take way too much time. I'm never going to look, I'm a procrastinator and I put things off and I probably will never do this, but this is my get rich quick scheme of the day, everyone. If you're ready. What I think I'm going to do is start a blog and a YouTube channel at the same time. And my strategy is going to have multiple prongs. This is going to take way too much of my life, and I'm probably never going to do it, but I'm just throwing it out there. The topic of both of them will be around how to podcast, how to produce audio, and services and equipment reviews. So here's a new microphone that I think everyone should use. But it takes forever to get subscribers. It takes forever to get viewers on YouTube. So I thought if I mix the YouTube channel with the blog and I do affiliate marketing. So what I do is I'll be truthful about it. I'll only review things that I think are good products and that I actually use myself and stuff like that. I have so many products around here that I use myself that I like the Rode Podcaster Pro. And I review them on the YouTube channel. I write articles about them on the blog. I even put the YouTube video in my blog, but I put the words underneath it as well. So I get the SEO. And then I put links to those things, both in the YouTube and in the blog. And I open up affiliate accounts with all of these various services and companies. So the first way that I bring in money is affiliate links. Even if I only have 10 people look at the article, if one of them buys something, especially if it's equipment, I make, $10, $15, $20 or whatever. Then over time, as I build up my listeners or my watchers, then I maybe start creating classes on a place like Skillshare or something like that. And I create classes and they're very in-depth on, let's say, how to mix minus or, whatever. And I've already done some of that for Pride 48 where I'll create videos. Obviously, they would need to be better quality than the ones I've put out so far. But so I put out some video and I put them in like a Skillshare. And so then on my blog and on my YouTube, I say, and if you want more information about how to do XYZ, you can go over and you can pay $5 for my course. Podcasting 101 or something. And I could mix affiliate with, pay for courses with maybe when I get enough viewers having advertisement as well. I could become a billionaire. I mean, how hard is it really? So I don't know. I've been thinking about that. Again, you guys who've been listening to me for very long know that, first of all, I have a very busy life to begin with. I do 5 million podcasts. I do this podcast. I do Throwing Down. I do Mix Minus. Occasionally, I do a three-way with Scott and Daniel. Not a sexual three-way, but a three-way show. When Survivor is on air, I have Survivors ready. And when Big Brother is on the air, I have Butt First, and then we have Pride 48. So, I mean, I know I have a lot going on, and I have a full-time day job as well. But maybe, I don't know, maybe I could squeeze some of that in. But I hesitate to share that with anyone because I don't want anyone to judge. What if I suck? And what if people judge and they're like, oh my God, Adam thinks he's going to make money at this. He totally sucks. I haven't even come up with a good name yet. If I do it, I have to think of a name. It can't be Geeky Gay. It can't be anything like that. It can't be, it shouldn't really even be LGBT related. It should just be related to podcasting and audio production. I don't know. I could also have I could also sell things directly on Amazon. I could find little audio trinkets and stuff and buy them from China and sell them on my site. See, I've got a whole business plan in my head. So I ran out of garam masala. I know this is a quick change, but I ran out of garam masala and I usually make my own nothing fancy. I don't grind the spices or anything like that. But I found a recipe online, and you know, it's cinnamon and cumin and nutmeg and other things, black pepper. I can't remember everything. But I could not find, I have not been able to find cardamom recently. And I've checked at a couple of different places and I haven't been able to find cardamom. So I thought, you know what? I'm just going to go online and I'm going to buy spices online, because why not? I mean, we buy everything else online. Why not buy spices online? And so I don't know if it's going to be good. I will, you know, I'll give you guys a report on this to let you know whether this was good. But I found a website called The Spice House. TheSpiceHouse.com is what you go to. And I went there and they have every spice that you could think of. They have different kind of salts. They have different kind of peppers. They have garlic. They have, I didn't even know this existed, but they have, not only do they have garlic powder, but they have roasted garlic powder, where I guess they've roasted the garlic and then granulated the roasted garlic. They have onion powder, but they also have caramelized onion powder or roasted onion powder. They have saffron. They have roses. They have like the edible kind. They have all this stuff. So I was like, okay, I'm going to buy. At first, I was just going to buy the ingredients for garam masala, but then I found that they have a garam masala mix. And so I decided to order the garam masala mix and just try it out and see if I like it. Because if I like it, I could just order that instead of it. But then I thought, well, let's look and see what else they have, you know, because I've been cooking so much lately, I've run out of a lot of stuff. I'm out of chili powder. I ran out of cumin last night. I don't have any cardamom. I ran out of garlic powder last night. I haven't had onion powder in years, but I've wanted it. There have been so many times where I've been like, oh my God, I need some onion powder. So I spent, I want to say, $70 on spices. Spices are expensive. There were so many things that I needed. And even if you just go to the grocery store and you buy one of the glass jars of a spice, if you get the good brand, like the, I'm not going to say McCormick's is like the best, but they have a fancy version of McCormick's. You know, those can be as much as $8 or $9 for one bottle, depending on what the spice is. So I got that. Now I've got to find jars, because this just came in flat packs and these envelopes. And now I need to get jars with labels for these. So that's the next thing. I'm going to look on Walmart or Amazon or somewhere and try to find the perfect bottles to put my spices in, so that they'll fit in my cabinet but look all nice and organized and everything. I don't know. I'll let you guys know if they're good quality for those of you who like to cook. I did go a little bit overboard, but it was all things that I needed. I did not buy anything that I don't need, and I am cooking a lot for Weight Watchers. So, all right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com, to join Level 13. You can also call 479-221-9393, and you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.